Well, it's been a much, I think, a much stronger year than people had expected. A number of people had been calling for pullbacks in the market, which we obviously haven't seen yet. We're very pleased about that. The economic statistics, as they're coming out right now, with the exception of home sales, which were down very hard last month, all generally tend to be trending in the right direction. And that's considered very, it's being absorbed very well by the market, and I think we're seeing buying resulting from it, and it's pretty encouraging, quite frankly.
Let's talk about some of your investment clients overall. What kind of mindset are they in these days when they're coming in to assess their investment portfolios? Are they looking to play kind of more defense at this juncture, or has there been a little bit more of an aggressive mindset set in?
Well, generally the investors are remaining cautious, but investor confidence, as that's measured in the broader sense, is showing a strong increase in confidence in the economy. The world economy is generally continuing to improve. There are still concerns about a default in Greece and some other concerns overseas. But all in all, really, we feel that the economy is continuing to improve not only domestically but internationally as well.
Well, Bob, we have just completed the latest round of kind of quarterly earnings reports that have come out. At least we've seen almost all of the Arkansas public firms report and most of the national ones. Kind of what's been your assessment of what kind of quarter it has been? Have you been, I guess, more or less pleased with the earnings results that you've seen? How have the financial markets responded to the publicly traded firms and their earnings reports this past quarter?
Well, I mean, the one thing we've seen is that companies have been meeting or beating expectations on the upside, which has been very positive. Investors obviously received that quite well. You look at companies like Dillard's that have had astronomical run-ups, and clearly it's a sign that the investor is certainly has confidence, at least in the Arkansas stocks.
Well, let's shift gears. Let's talk a little bit about the Federal Reserve Bank and some of its changes it's been making lately. By and large, its policy has not changed. We're still seeing some of the same monetary policy, some of the same managing the economy policies that we have seen for quite some time. But there has been some openness now. The Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is now giving press conferences for the very first time after open market committee meetings to address questions. Kind of, what's your takeaway to all that?
Well, I think one of the things the Fed wants people to be aware of is that, they are actively trying to manage this economy, and they're trying to do that from a public relations standpoint for the first time. All in all, things seem to be going pretty well. There's no sign that inflation is heating up right now, and as a result of that, the Fed's feeling no pressure to raise interest rates. Obviously, if you're an investor living on a fixed income, it's pretty slim pickings right now in terms of trying to find some good interest rates to buy. But all in all, things are pretty positive, and I think this new openness from the Fed is a sign that they think things are better and that they want to communicate that better to the investment community and to individual investors who maybe don't follow the investments on a daily basis.
Let's say that we see more repair happen in the economy. We see the Fed's monetary policy, their economic policies tend to be working. We see the economy improve. What would you look for the Feds to do in the next wave, the next step of reforms, the next things that they might consider in terms of some sort of policy shift?
Well, the two big things right now that are driving inflation are food and energy prices. And the Fed's going to do what they can to control those prices, even though they're driven by the free market. We've seen the government in the past open up the Strategic Petroleum Reserves as a means of trying to drive oil prices down. We're not hearing near the emphasis on ethanol that we were. Again, that's in an effort, I think, to get corn prices back down into reasonable prices, because corn is such an important agricultural commodity in this country. It's used to feed a lot of animals, and it's used in so many different products that the shortage in corn due to ethanol production really had a much stronger ripple effect than anyone had predicted.
All right, last question for you, Bob. Looking down the road 2 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, just somewhere in the next month or so, kind of what are you going to be keeping your eyes on? What are you going to be watching for in terms of what might impact the financial markets?
Well, I think we should definitely be keeping an eye on inflation. That's generally a monthly number that's released. But, you know, keeping an eye on oil prices, grain prices, commodity prices right now are big driver on how the market's moving. Watching oil pull back from over $104 to $90 had a very positive response from the stock market, and I think it will in the bond market as well continue. But really, the commodity prices right now, I think, are a big driver, and were the Fed to decide to make a move, that would be the other big driver. Right now, inflation is low enough that I don't anticipate the Fed coming in and trying to move rates up. But if something were to happen that would drive that to occur, it could be very tough.
All right. He is Bob Williams, Senior Vice President with Delta Trust Investments. As always, Bob, thanks for your time. Thanks for your insight.
Thanks, Roby.
Support for content from TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, offering the tools and services to make Arkansas businesses work. More information is available at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering small business solutions, including high-speed mobile broadband, wireless email, global services, and push-to-talk. More information at a Verizon communication store or online at VZW.com/small business.